never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is my friend and colleague here at WIPR, Rob Sivek. He's the senior producer of Midday. Rob, it's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Tom.
So we're going to talk about a book by a guy named David Brin. This is a science fiction book.
Yes, I am a huge science fiction fan. I grew up with Heinlein and Isaac Asimov and Ray Bradbury. David Brin is one of the top flight science fiction authors. He's won the Hugo and Nebula Awards. That's the top honors in science fiction. And this was a novel, Earth, that came out in 1990. I read it about 1991. And so I am rereading it now because it still resonates. And it just blew me away when I first read it.
Kind of a futuristic thing, right? Takes place like 50 years
well,
in advance.
That's one of his strengths as a writer. He is a futurist, and I think he makes a living also as a futurist. But he envisioned the world 50 years into the future. So he was writing it in the late 80s. He imagined the world in 2038. And a terrible thing had happened. A physics experiment had gone awry, and this microscopic black hole that they were trying to make in a physics laboratory escaped and plummets to the Earth's core.
That's
and they're
no
saying,
good.
Very bad. You don't want a black hole in your Earth's core because it begins to suck in the matter of the Earth. So anyway, so there's this looming global catastrophe that hangs over the whole story. But it's about more than that. It's about understanding the Earth in a new way. And it was also a way of getting a handle on what was just emerging at the time he was writing Earth, the Internet.
It was, oh, fun. It was so imagining what the internet will have advanced to be.
And how it kind of wove its way into our everyday lives. And the guy was amazing. I mean, he imagined the iPads and iPhones and the eye goggles that allowed you to see data. He imagined the internet, although he called it the World Data Net, as being a ubiquitous presence and flooding us with information. And he deals with all of the social and philosophical problems that we are dealing with today, including privacy. He anticipated that we would be a little spooked out by how people were just getting into our computers. And anyway, it's a big story with lots of characters, and it deals with the environmental damage that we're doing to the world. And he takes us through just about every country in the world, and he's got characters there and here and meeting, and it's a very complicated story.
But how much fun to imagine what was going to happen, and so much of it has happened.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Already, in fact, there's a whole blog site that tracks how many predictions of David Brin's have come true. So it was a lot of fun, and fun to reread as well.
WIPR's Rob Sivek, he's the senior producer of Midday here on 88.1. He's recommending Earth by the American sci-fi writer David Brin. It's published by Bantam Spectra Books. Thanks, Rob. I'll see you soon.
Okay.
What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wipr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find out details about all the books that our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WIPR, your NPR news station. Thanks so much for listening. Have a great weekend.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do